All right, and looks like we have Deborah joined us.
Yep, I'm here.
Morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Let's see.
Looks like Patrick's on there with us, and
Oh,
Robin
Patrick,
has
hi.
joined us.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I got an
So,
email from
yeah.
Kale this morning. He also is in a remote location in Utah and was going to try to join us. So, we'll just see if it works out. It might not.
I haven't heard if our new members have been approved yet by the council and the mayor. Do we have any official new members yet?
I think last I talked to Danielle, we did not, but
Okay.
she might chime in if I'm wrong.
No, so Josh Landvatter, he will be confirmed by council at the July 23rd meeting, was the last update I got. And then we had to push Giles till January. So, the other update is that Sarah Rill and Benjamin Cook have relinquished their seats. So we will now have to be recruiting for a couple more districts. So, but we can do that, no problem.
All right.
So with the
So,
members we have, board members, we do have a quorum at this point.
okay. Then I will call the meeting for the Open Space Trust Fund Advisory Committee to order. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Looks like we'll open it up for any public comment. Was there any members of the public in attendance who wanted to comment? Looks like I think we recognize most of the names on the meeting, right? Nobody else?
correct. And I did not receive any public comment through email.
Then we will move on to the next item on the agenda, which is to approve, review, and approve our minutes from the last meeting in February. So those were emailed out to members of the board.
Yes, and I've reviewed the minutes, and I'm happy to move to approve the February 15th minutes from this meeting.
Okay, thank you for that motion, Deborah. Is there anyone else who would like
Happy
to
to
second
second.
that?
Happy to second.
Okay, thanks, Carrie. All right, so we have the motion to approve those. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, sounds like we have unanimous approval of that. So our next item, we have some discussion of some property. So let me ask you, Walt, I know you also wanted to give us an update on the West Valley property.
Yes, and if I could, before we get into the other parcels, I'd like to give an update on the Granger Hunter. We've spoken about this in previous meetings. So Heidi, could you share your screen and show the maybe the parcel map on Granger Hunter?
And I'll just ask the question, do we need to go into closed session at this point, or will that be later?
That'll be later.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't have Granger Hunter pulled up. I only had the Murray ones pulled up. So it'll take me a minute, but you can start if you want.
Okay, very good. It'll be just an update. We, in our last meeting, reported out to the group that we had made an offer to the Granger Hunter Improvement District, and they were considering it. Now, we had done a appraisal, and I shared that with the group early on, and then they did an appraisal, and so we had to reconsider after seeing that their appraisal came in a little bit higher. The appraiser was the same, as I believe, Eric, is that correct? It was the same appraiser?
No, they ended up using a different appraiser.
They used a different appraiser.
We had had an earlier transaction with them that we used the appraiser they used. And so we thought that was the appraiser they trusted, but they did get a different appraiser.
Okay. All right. So we Derek and I went to a board meeting and spoke to them about their appraisal and ours, and what our final offer would be to the their board. And so they didn't take any action during that meeting, but the following month they did, and they did approve a sale to the county of the Granger Hunter property. And as everyone recalls, since we don't have a map on the screen, this property is 3.22 acres next to the Jordan River. It is adjacent to the West Valley's Cultural Center and just north of the Pioneer Crossing Regional Park. Here we go. There it is. So, yeah, there's the cultural center, bottom left. Below that, you can begin to see Pioneer Crossing. So this parcel, the importance of this parcel is that as we are now in the process of going through a master plan for the Jordan River Regional Park, this will play a key piece of property to join this entire area. Otherwise, there would have been a gap here that we couldn't get past. And so this helps join the regional park and allows us to develop these parcels that the county owns and other agencies, state agencies own for this regional park. So just as an update, they have approved this. They, meaning Granger Hunter Improvement District. And so we will now move forward with preparing for a closing, preparing to share this with mayor and council. But I wanted to make sure that the board was aware of this.
That's great news, Walt.
Okay.
I was just gonna ask just to recap. I know we've talked about this in the past, but it's apparent from the image there that there's been maybe fill dirt brought in. I know you said that there in the past there were some environmental issues. Have those been resolved, I guess, to our satisfaction?
Probably we'll need to do some more investigating. The Granger Hunter Improvement District did go in onto the site, remove a lot of the material that they had been stockpiling for many, many years, and took it to another site. So there is some debris. As you walk out there, you do see some things on the surface, and we'll probably have to cap it or remove it.
Okay. Do you know what kind of, I mean, was it just construction material, fill material that they were using for projects, or?
Anytime that they would pull out one of their water mains or some of their sewers or the things that they maintain, this is where they would come and drop it. So
okay.
I I mean, it's not like they were just dumping whatever they wanted. It was the materials that they were pulling out of old water lines. So so the chance of it being significant are fairly small. And the approach we've taken is that we'll be mitigating a bunch of that anyways with the, you know, the fill that we bring in. So we probably wouldn't, at least this is what I've heard, Whitewald, is that we'll strip it down 3 feet, 4 feet, and then come back in and fill that back in with good soil.
Right. That would be a cap over the site, so it'd be protected from any hazardous materials would not come in contact with the public.
Okay. And then
there'll be any.
Is there any? Oh, go ahead, Carrie.
I'm sorry. There's not going to be any structures on this, so we wouldn't have to like.
Correct. We don't plan to have any structures on this site. It would primarily be trails through this area.
Okay. So there's no need to pack the earth, or I can't remember what the technical term is. Mitigate the soft dirt there.
I don't see a reason. We will be working with a environmental engineer like Kleinfelder or somebody to test as we go along.
Okay.
In the development.
Great, thank you.
So anyway, that concludes what I wanted to share with everyone so that you're aware of it. Okay. At this point, we could go into, I'll let Benyon let you take charge and close the session so we can go talk about the other properties.
Okay. Is there anything, I guess, in general for the record before we get into that, or is it all we should just go to closed session?
No, you've got to put on the record. Somebody has to make a motion to close the meeting. It's up to the board to close the meeting. Only the board can do that by a 2/3 majority vote. You've got to put into the record the reasons why you are closing the meeting, and then you must take a roll call vote of every person who votes. So you got to do it by name. And of course, as a reminder, once we're in the meeting, you cannot take a vote on what's being presented.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was getting at. So Walt, I don't know if you want to explain, I guess, that summary of why we need a closed session or.
Okay, the properties that we'll be talking about are still open for other agencies or developers to bid on or go after the property. And so we want to have this information confidential at this point before we start talking about it.
So in other words, it's a session to discuss the purchase, exchange, sale of real property, and the public discussion of it would prevent the best terms for the county. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, so I will move that we go into closed session for the discussion of purchase, sale, or exchange of real property.
I second.
Thank you, Deborah. And was that Cal, did I hear?
It was.
Hi, Cal. Okay,
I'm in a remote place, so my connection might not hold, but so far so good.
Well, we can hear you good, so thank you.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second, so let's see.
So if you just go down the attendance list, that should be probably the easiest way.
Yeah, roll call vote. So I'll just run down the list. So Benyon, I vote yes to go into closed session. Cal?
Yes.
Carrie?
Yes.
Angela?
Yes.
And Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, so we are in closed session now.
So as we're in closed session, just logistically, is there anybody from the public who is on this call? Do we need to end the meeting and start a different meeting?
Or do we stop the recording?
No, you don't. No, don't stop the recording. The recording has to remain on the entire time. This won't be part of the notes or the meeting minutes, other than we went into closed meeting, but you do have to maintain the recording.
Correct. I believe we have one member of the public online right now.
So you will need then to figure out a way to go into closed meeting, start a new meeting and invite everybody. It's kind of a pain, but.
Okay.
If you're in you're in a closed meeting, we need to have only the members that are able to be in the meeting on the call.
Are you considering Isaac a member of the public?
Yes. I'm sorry if I'm incorrect.
On the county council. May A.
Perfect. Okay, then we are okay. We will just keep going then.
So keep an eye on that. Somebody needs to be watching that closely in case somebody from the public does join, as it is an open meeting. And I assume we have an anchor location as well. So if somebody comes into the anchor location for the meeting, at least I hope we do, then we need to make sure that they're not able to come in until we leave the closed meeting.
You got it.
All right, so it looks like we're good, so I'll turn the time back over to you all.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ben Young.